where Daf Ayin Beis, Seif Daf Ayin Beis, we're on Daf Ayin Beis, Amud Aleph, second line. Today's Shia will learn for Rafua Shalema, for Shoshana Basri, Bas Rachel Devorah. So the Mishnah had said, Kodshin B'nei HaMetzios, you can do an early Omer, cutting of the Omer, because of the Metzios, because of sapling, B'nei Beis Avol, because you need room for an Avol, B'nei Beis HaMedrash, for Beis HaMedrash, fine. My time of why? Why is that all mutter? Because Kitzirachem Amar Rachmana, the Omer is for you, below Kitzir Mitzvah. Unrelated to a cutting for a mitzvah. So, Beis HaMedrash is a mitzvah, and a bailiff is a mitzvah, those don't count, and therefore the Omer, the cutting for that, won't interfere with this. Next, Lo Yase Krichot, you can't make bundles. Avol Menichem Tzavatim, you just leave them loose, if you do cut them early. My time of why? Because, the Kama de Efshar Lo Tarchinan, as long as you can lessen the tircha, why not? Why make more tircha? Right? The Ben Gershom says something a little different. He says that there isn't an issue of tircha. It's not an issue to do tircha. And rather, you should change as much as you can. Do it shaloka darko, like sort of like that. So the okay. Next, Tana Rabbana says the im takriv minchas bikurim. Okay, that pasuk is in Parshas Vayikra. It says, "Bim takriv minchas bikurim Hashem, aviv kolui bo'eish geres karmel takriv es minchas bikurecha." That pasuk is talking about the carbon ha'omer. "Bim takriv minchas bikurim." Ma Talmud Lomar? What is that pasuk talking about? What's the problem with that pasuk? So Rashi says, "Ma Talmud Lomar, v'aksiv v'sefer tekra takriv es minchas bikurecha." That Rashi makes no sense because, again, I'll read the pasuk. The pasuk says, Vim takriv minchas bikurim, when you will bring the carbon omer, lechem, lashem, aviv, kaloi, ba'ej, geret, karmel, takriv is minchas bikurecha. That's it twice. That's it twice. When you bring the bikurim, do when you bring the, means the omer. When you bring the omer, do X, Y, Z, when you bring the omer. That's what the pasuk says. When you bring the omer, make sure it's the following criteria, when you bring the omer. Why is it repeated like that? That's the question. Rashi, the reason why Rashi is so funny is because Rashi says, "V'haksim b'sefer tekra takriv es min," but the end of the pasuk says it. The problem is it should say, "Well, the beginning of the pasuk says it." Why Rashi do that? That's right. When I saw that Rashi, I was like, "Okay, there's got to be more to the Rashi." Turns out there's like three columns explaining, just to point out that Rashi is always more than what he. It's a little simple Rashi like that. You scratch it, that Rashi doesn't make any sense. Why are you doing that? Because the end of the pasuk says it. Yeah, that's the extra part, right? So the Gemara, back to the Gemara. Tana Rabbana, right? Ma Talmud Lomar, Lavisha Mitzvah to Omer, Lahavi Min Hakama, because we know that the real mitzvah of Teresa Omer, of cutting of the Omer, is to bring from standing grain, standing barley. And now, how do you know? Shimlo Matzim Min Hakama, if you don't have, there's nothing there. Well, been cut. Some vandal came. Anyone came and cut. Diavi min ha'omerin. How do you know? You still bring the omer. How do you know that? Talmud lomar takriv. That's where the next word takriv. Davar acher. Another pshat. Similar idea. Why is it takriv? Lefi shemitzvah lahavi min halach. You're supposed to bring moist. In other words, fresher grain, fresher barley. Menayin shemlo matzah min halach. What if you don't find that fresh? It's a little older. How do you know you still bring it anyway? Talmud lomar takriv. It says takriv. Davar acher, another pshat, similar, takriv. Really, the optimum time is to cut it at night. We had that already. How do you know it's kosher? And also, v'docha et ha-shabbat. And also, it is Docha Shabbat. How do you know all that? Talmud Lomar, Takriv. In other words, the Pasuk said, when you're going to bring the Bikurim, when you're going to bring the Minchas Omer, do X, Y, Z when you bring the Omer. Why does it repeat it? Because, you know what? If it's Shabbat, you do it. Now we're going to have the last one. Takriv, Kol Shu. Taka b'chol makom. Taka b'afil b'shabbos. Taka b'afil b'toma. Not good. Nothing is stopping you from bringing this omer. I don't care if it's cut away, it doesn't make a difference. And if it's a dry, it doesn't make a difference. And if Shabbos, and if Tumah, nothing makes a difference. You, that's why it repeats it twice, to emphasize, you have all these busy eveds, you still bring it. Okay? Now, look at the Tosfos. Menayin she'ev nixar b'yom, kosher v'doches ha-Shabbos. Now, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Akiva. When there is something that's Doch HaShabbat, what's Doch HaShabbat? Forgive. We know that first milah is Doch HaShabbat, right? The baby's born on a Shabbat. The 8th day is a Shabbat, the natural birth. The 8th day is on a Shabbat, the meal is Doch HaShabbat. So, you come to the house, the meal is going to be in the house. You come to the house, and the rabbi said, the moil says, where's the knife? Oh, we don't have one. So let's go out and make one right now. That's Doch HaShabbat. So the answer is no, that's not done for Shabbos. That could have been done before Shabbos. Alright? You can do that before Shabbos. The only part, the only time that was done for Shabbos is if you couldn't do it before Shabbos. I can't do the meal before Shabbos. So look at Tosfos. The Rebbe Eliezer, according to Rebbe Eliezer, the Amar who said, Afilu, the Afilu Efshar Lasos Meir of Shabbos, Doch Es HaShabbos. I could have made the night before Shabbos. I'm still allowed to make it on Shabbos. Nicha, all this makes perfect sense. Aval Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, who said the only things that are Doch HaShabbos are things that cannot be done before Shabbos, what are you talking? Doesn't make any sense. Afagafti mitzvot sabalayla. True. Ideally, you should do it at night. However, kivan dibiyavid b'yom. Kivan, since dibiyavid b'yom kasher. Since dibiyavid by day is good, right? Then why don't you do it by day? Why big Doch HaShabbos? Why big Doch HaShabbos? Exactly. And the Tosfos answer is, that's exactly what you do. B'tarach Lomar, the Doch Es HaShabbos, when we say Doch HaShabbos, lava k'tira koi, it's not going on the k'tira. You know why? Do that Friday afternoon. There's no shayla about that. Or it's going to be a kippa. Ella, akrava. Akrava. You got to carry it from, you got to bring it. That's Doch HaShabbos. Right? What? No, you cut Erev Yontif. Maybe the same thing with Yontif. Thursday, Erev Pesach, but cut Erev Pesach. What are you cutting the Shabbos for? That's what he means. Right, exactly. Right? You hear what he tells us to say? The Gemara is actually going to say it's a number of days. That's really, that's a cutting. You know why? There's no mitzvah to cut. It's a hasher, 100%. Can't get away without it. And by the way, then he's busy with psukim, which psukim goes out from. Okay, leave that aside. According to Rabbi Akiva, why should it be a yontif? Right, so if it's on a Tuesday, it's on a Tuesday. But if it's on a Friday night, why are you doing that? Why are you cutting on Shabbos? You don't have to. For Shmila, you have no choice. Rashi's going to say it at the bottom also. You'll see, hold it. You have no choice. The mitzvah is to do it, I have no choice. I have to bring the karmit tamid today, Shabbos morning. I have no choice. I'm allowed to be doing Shabbos. Can I go make the knife now? Of course not. Make it beforehand. What's any different? Shabbos says it's not different. We know that the kind of Doch HaShabbos, yeah, that's regarding the bringing it. True. Then it's no Shabbos, and do it at night, 100%. It's Chalamoy, 100%. Good? Now, next. Okay, so. So you want to do your best, So Tosfos is just saying, you'll see the Gemara is going to go through this right now. Tosfos is just saying, I hear you, but Rabbi Akiva still holds, he can't do it. Shabbos is more special than the barley should be fresh. That doesn't beat Shabbos. Right? Now, Nitzer B'yom Kasher, what do we say? If you cut it by day, it's kosher, the Mishnah said. Right? Wait a minute. But none. we have a Mishnah. Where's this Mishnah? It's in Masechta Megillah. And it says like this. What's it doing in Megillah? Because it's a little bit of the night Megillah. So Kol Halayla, the whole night, is kosher Laktira to Omer. It's kosher for cutting the Omer. And Lahaktir Chelavim Ve'evarim. And the fat that are left over, the certain fat that has to be burned on the Mizbeah, that's kosher the whole night long. Okay? Look at Rashi. Lahaktir Chelavim. Rashi says, Ma Shemit Achel Min HaMizbeah, whatever falls off the Mizbeah, Machzir Kol HaLayla. You return it that night. The whole night it could be returned. Wait a minute. What are you talking about? What about that didn't get to put on yet? Now, we all know. Put that on at night too. Rashi says, no, that's not Rashi said. Rashi says, if it fell off, you put it on before the night. And if it fell off, you could put it back on. The whole night you could do that. Disciple says, Rashi must hold that you cannot put on new fat at night. Has to be put on before it. Then it falls off, you can put it back. It's very, we never thought that. Okay? Zaklal. Here's the rule. Kol davar shemitzvasa kol hayom, kosher kol hayom. Whatever's kosher the whole day, whatever's mutter by day, whatever the mitzvah is by day, you can do the whole day. Right? You're sick in the morning, and you wake up at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, you shake a little at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. You hear the Megillah at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Not a problem. Davar hayom, kol hayom, I'm sorry. Kasha kol yom. Davar shem mitzvah b'layla. Kasha kol layla. If it's a mitzvah at night, you can't hear the Megillah until 3 o'clock in the morning. You hear the Megillah at 3 o'clock in the morning. Not a problem. You lost out on the tzvizos. That's all. Mitzvah, you do the mitzvah. Anyway, what do you see from this Mishnah? Katani layla dum yedayom. That night is compared to day. Ma the yom delayla lo. Af layla b'yom lo. Nami lo, just like what a night mitzvah can't be done during the day, a day mitzvah can't be done during the night. So therefore, what's the kasha? Right? Right? So this would seem to contradict our Mishnah that said, you can cut the Omer by day. This Mishnah says you can't. And our Mishnah says you can. Stira. Okay? Now, says Tosfos, the next Tosfos, by the way, what if you want to cut the Omer earlier? That is my shalom. In other words, when we said that you can't cut the Omer, but this Mishnah seems to say you can't cut the Omer by day. Only mitzvah by night, that seems to imply the next day, right? What about if I cut it early? Erev Yontif. We're talking about the day after the night you're supposed to do it. Why? If it's a day early, of course we let it burn the fat the day you shech the carbon. There's no shail about that. You shech the carbon on Tuesday afternoon. You can burn the fat Tuesday afternoon. You don't have to wait till Tuesday night. Right? You could if you want. You don't have to. So certainly, there can't be an issue with cutting the Omer early. That's not the kasha here. The kasha is on the next day. Right? Let's say Matzah Yontif is Tuesday night. So, what our Mishnah say? If you don't cut it Tuesday night, you cut it Wednesday morning. The kasha, the Mishnah Megillah says you can't do that. Right? Now, V'tema. The tema, the imkain, my kasha. What's the kasha? Lema, let's say, that mastitin, our Mishnah, is dilma, nitzah, biyob, kasher, hainah, biyom, shalafanav, kitoris, chalavim. So maybe when our Mishnah says buta by day, it didn't mean the day on chalamoy, it meant Erev Yontif. Right? Maybe that's what it meant. It's not a seer at all. You obviously let a burn chalavim during the day, so why can't you say when the Mishnah says you can cut the Omer by day, but the Evet, that meant before Yontif. Erev Pesach, you're going to go out, right? That's when it's mutter. On Chalamoy, the next day? For sure not. The Mishnah Megillah says you can't do that. Why can't that be the answer? So Tosus doesn't give an answer. Listen, Tosus doesn't say, Shalom, no. The Indian, Ketira. When it comes to Ketira, Lo Shayach Lachalek Beyom Shalafanov, Leom Shalachrov. There's no difference. When it comes to Ketira, what's the difference? before Yontif or after Yontif? What's the difference? Therefore, that can't be the answer. What kind of answer is that? By Hatechelavim, as I brought a carbon Tuesday, I can burn the fats on Tuesday. I'm stopping. I can burn the fats on Tuesday. Can do Tuesday night. I can do Tuesday night also. Can do Wednesday morning that I can't do. Can do it by day. But with Tosfos is when it comes to Tzira, you can't make such a chilah. Why not? Why not? I don't know why not. Right? Ah, so that's what the grid says, your chiluk. He says he doesn't understand what Tosfos' question is, right? That when you cut the tzira by day, right? There's a mitzvah of tzira. There's a mitzvah to cut the omer. That mitzvah can only be done at night. Now, as a second thing, in order to get the omer, you have to cut it. You can't bring it when it's attached to the ground. So it's a hechsher mitzvah to get it off the ground. There's a special chiyuv of ksira, that's only a life. That's what the grid said. Because they don't understand what Tosfos is talking about altogether. You want to be kind of the mitzvah of ksira? Want to be kind of the mitzvah of ksira? That can only be done at night. Now, as a separate issue, let's say you're not going to do that mitzvah. I don't know why, but you're not going to do that mitzvah. So second, a separate issue. You got to get the omer off the ground. How do you do that? You have to do ksira. You're not going to be kind of the mitzvah of ksira if you don't do it at night. So what? You still got to get it off the ground. So the grid says, I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about altogether. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. The grid says, the whole thing doesn't make any sense. You want to do the mitzvah of tzira? That can only be done at night. That's a night mitzvah. It's a night mitzvah. By the way, a separate thing. We had to bring the omer, right? The second, other parts to this mitzvah besides just cutting it and leaving it in the field. You got to bring it to the Beit HaMikdash. Now, how are you doing that? The only way to do that is to get it off the ground. The only way to do that is to cut it. When are you doing that? You can do whatever you want. You're not going to be able to carry the mitzvah unless you do it at night. That's okay. We'll take what we can get, right? So the grid says, I don't understand what Tosfos is talking about. I'm hoping it's making sense. Okay? Excellent ha'arah there. Okay, anyway, next. Anyway, so we're left with a kasha. The kasha is, the mitzvah, we made it so complicated. The kasha is very simple. The mission of Megillah said, night mitzvahs can't be done by day, day mitzvahs can't be done by night. Here we see today it's not a problem. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabba, lo kasha, it's not a kasha, it's a machlokas tanayim. Ha Rebbe, our Mishnah here that says you can cut it by day is the opinion of Rebbe, ha, Rebbe Elazar ber Shimon, and there the opinion is the opinion of Rebbe Elazar ber Shimon. The Tanya, we have a bright that's going to support the distinction. Haya omeid umakriv minchas haomer. Let's say you're being makriv the minchas haomer, then it's made. And if you cut now, where are you now? You're in the Beit HaMikdash. It's Wednesday morning. You cut it Tuesday night. Now it's Wednesday morning. Vinitme, and now the omer became tamei. So now what do you do? Im yeshacheret, if you can go back and cut more, amalo hava acheres tachseha, go cut more. Ait bayom, not a problem. V'im lav, if you can't do it, amalo, there's no more. Right? There's no more in the whole Israel, there's no more grain, standing barrel, there's no more. So amalo, what do you say? Have a pikeach, be smart about it, for show's sake, and don't spread it around. You know, we don't want people to know that we're going to be mocking something with Tumah. We don't want people, by a carbon sieve mutter, but we don't want to publicize that, because we don't want people to think, hey, you can bring Tumah to the Beit HaMikdash, there's no problem, look what the rabbis just did on Chol HaMoed Pesach. So we don't want to publicize that, so we do it anyway, because it's mutter, we don't want to tell anybody that. What do you see from here? That Rebbe would have no problem cutting it by day. He would have no problem with it. He said, if there's more, go back and go cut more. You don't have any more, so we'll bring it for Tumah. 1 minute. Rebbe Elazar of Shimon Omer, Bengach or Bengach, no matter, even if you have more, Omer Lo, have it pikeach, be smart about it, be show's sake, and be quiet about it, and we're going to bring it like as is. Why? Shekol ha'omer shniksa shalokim etasa puzzle. Because he holds that if you cut it by day, it's puzzle. Why? Because the Mishnah of Megillah said, you can't bring it by day. You can't do it. So what do you see from here? That's the machlokas. It's the machlokas. I have shemitzvah. No, he takes it a step further than that. He doesn't hold the Hashem mitzvah. He tells Ma'akim, you can't cut it by day. Cut it at night. I came to Tomei. It's not a problem. You can bring it to Tomei. It's a carbon tibur. Don't tell anybody. We don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. That's all. Tomei or carbon tibur. Yeah. That's Tomei. So there's no way out. I got to cut it at night. It's Tomei. I'm allowed to do it. If it's a private person, we're going to tell you to go back to the drawing board. but for the tiva, we don't say that. Okay, good. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon. Where did Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon get this idea? That what? That if you shecht it, that if it's not by day, if it's not by night, you blew it. Where'd that come from? B'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabo Shel Aviv Amra. This comes from the shita of the Rebbe of his father. Who's the father of Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Elazar? Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Who's Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe? Rabbi Akiva. Why? How do you know that? Because look at Rashi. Unbelievable. This is in a moment, if there was one. Rabbi Shimon, Talmidah Shel Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon was a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. Kida'am Rabbi Yevamit. Reparak Abal Yevimto. V'ya'olam Shomeim Ad Shabar Rabbi Akiva. Right after Rabbi Akiva lost 24,000 Talmidim, the world was desolate. Until Rabbi Akiva came along and gathered five Talmidim. Who were the five Talmidim? The Machlokas, who they were. But they were the five that we know. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was one. He's for sure one. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi. The Machlokas is exactly who the five were. But Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, he's on everyone's list. Right? And then from him, from these five, Torah was able to continue. Right? The time of the mourning for those Talmidim is coming to a close on Sunday. Ditnan, because we learned in the Mishnah, Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Right. Klal Amar Rabbi, it's okay, it could be Tuesday, it's the weekend, you can shave already today because it's already the Friday before. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva, we'll take that in a moment. Chalam Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, "Call malacha she'ef shel asoso be'erev Shabbos. If you could do the malacha on a Friday, on erev Shabbos, in a dochez haShabbos, it can't be doch of the Shabbos. Therefore, according to Rabbi Elazar Bar Shimon, I can't do this on erev Yom Tov. Right? Why? I'm sorry. If it's efshel do it on erev Shabbos, you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. And that's half the story. And." B'tzavolav Rabbi Yishmael, he also holds like Rabbi Yishmael. Tosfos points out, who's the one who argues on Rabbi Yishmael? Well, we're going to have in a minute. Who's the one who argues on Rabbi Yishmael here? Rabbi Akiva. But then we don't hold like Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold like Rabbi Akiva all throughout. We only hold like Rabbi Akiva in the first half. Second half, hold like Rabbi Yishmael. Why? The Amr says, Ketir is Amr mitzvah. Ketir is Amr is a mitzvah. Why? Ditnan. In other words, it can't be done for Shabbat. Ditnan. Rabbi Yishmael, Omer, Macharish, Rishos, just like, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. Is there ever a time where plowing could be a mitzvah? No. There's no such time. There's no such situation. It's impossible. There's no such thing. Now, plowing could be a hechsher mitzvah. It has to get bread for lechem afanim and bread for matzah. But plowing itself is not a mitzvah. There's never a mitzvah to plow. Ach katir rishus. So too, is there any time you're going to harvest on Shabbos, the only time it's going to be usher is if it's a voluntary, it's a rishus. I want to eat that apple. How am I getting that apple? I have to cut off the tree. Now I'll do that. Now, by the way, where does it come from? Because there's a pasuk that says, Bacharish bakatir tishbo. Harvesting and plowing tishbos. Don't do it on Shabbos. Says Rabbi Shmuel, that's only if it's a rishus. Yasa ketir ha'omer shu mitzvah. But the ketir ha'omer is a mitzvah. Therefore, that will be done. Now, the person who argues on Rabbi Shmuel, his name is Rabbi Akiva, he holds that pasuk just means that there are certain ithurim of he uses the word tishpos over there, means shemitah, and there are certain ithurim that you're not allowed to do, certain things in the field you're not allowed to do, even erev shemitah. Already in Elul, coming into shemitah year, already things you can't do. Just like things you can't do before Shabbat, getting ready for Shabbat. So too, that's a machlokas from Kotel Kotel. You can't get a farther apart machlokas. Is it talking about Shabbat or Shemitah? Says Rabbi Shmuel, it's talking about Shabbat. So therefore what? The Ketirat HaOmer is a mitzvah. And, by the way, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, that if it's a mitzvah, but if you can do it beforehand, you have to do it beforehand. This you can't do beforehand. Therefore, you can do it on Shabbat. Now, according to Rabbi Akiva, the Tosfos points out, you couldn't do it on Shabbat. You know why? Because it's not a mitzvah point to him. So that Rabbi Akiva we don't hold from. That Rabbi Akiva, we don't hold that Rabbi Akiva. We don't hold the other Rabbi Akiva. Right? The Labuna moment only goes halfway. Right? Anyway, v'isal k'daitach niktar shalokim etzvasar kosher. And if you could cut it not at its proper time, it would be kosher. Amai dachi Shabbos. Why do it on Shabbos? Niktira me'erev Shabbos. Do it on Erev Shabbos. Ella rather, midadachi Shabbos, since it is being dachi Shabbos, shma mina, nitzer shalom kimitzvasa, puzzle. Therefore you see that if you do it in an improper time, it's going to be puzzle. Okay? Okay? Therefore, if it falls out on Shabbos, therefore what? According to all this, you have to do the Omer, the Dafka on Shabbos. Now, let's think about, wait a minute. The Rebbe Lav Talmidei Rav Shimon Hu? Wasn't Rebbe also a Talmud of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Wasn't he also a Talmud of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Only Rebbe Elazar Rav Shimon, his son, was a Talmud of him. Obviously, he was his son, right? He spent 13 years in a cave with him. He was some of his Talmud. And by the way, he also holds like the Rebbe, his father's Rebbe, Rebbe Akiva. What about Rebbe? Well, he's apple sauce. No, the Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, Kishayinu Lemaidin Torah Eitz Rav Shimon B'Tzakeya, when we learn with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai in Tekoa, in a town, Hayinu Malin Lo Shemen, he used to have a whole shtick, how to carry on Shabbos. He would bring the shemen, the oil, the aluntis, and the towel, Mishchatzer Legat, from the Chatzer to the roof, Umigad Lekarp, from the God to the park, Umikarfef Lekarp, from one area to another area. Achar Adja Anu Magin Lemayon Jan Rosenbo. Until we managed to get to the bathhouse. Right? The whole shtick, how to get around carrying in an area that's not really a Shusar Abdurai. What do you see from here? Right? How could we say that the reason why Ksiris Omer is Docha Shabbat is because he holds it to Omer that cut it at the wrong time? So then one second. If that's true, then cut it with Ksiris Omer at the wrong time should be kosher. The answer is, Savar Lach Idifter of Shimon. No, he held like a different shot of Rav Shimon. Right? Titania. One second. So what are we saying over here? Therefore what? Therefore what? If you hold that cutting the Omer at the wrong time is good, then why cut it on Shabbos? The answer is, the Sarvalak Idifter of Shimon. He holds like a different part of Rav Shimon. The Tanya, Omer of Shimon, Bo Ru'u Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Look how awesome doing a mitzvah at the right time is. You know why? Sharei hatzeh chelav and beivarim, sherem kol laila. Really, hatzeh chelav and beivarim is kosher the whole night. But what if you shechted the carbon on Shabbos afternoon? Carbon tom is shechted on Shabbos. Why should I put the fast tom on Shabbos? Why should I burn on Shabbos? Am I allowed to? Yeah, I'm allowed to. Why should I do that? Shouldn't I wait till Matzah Shabbos? Now, according to Rashi, we said, disciples said, you can't do that. But everyone else told you could. So why am I doing it on Shabbos? Why don't I wait till Matzah Shabbos? You hear? What's the answer? V'loha yibamtin lehen ajitechshas. They would not wait for Matzah Shabbos. They wouldn't wait for Matzah Shabbos. Why wouldn't they wait for Matzah Shabbos? Because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. Right? It says Rashi. But what about the night? For the meal? Chaviva mitzvah b'shaita. You hear? The eighth day. Look at Rashi. Look at the Rashi of Tzavalok Edith of Shimon. It's the third, it's the second to last Rashi on the page. The third line with lines of skinny still. The Omar, Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Mitzvah in its right time is great. Hilkach, true. I can do the Omar and Erev Shabbat. Why? Because I hold like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai also. I can do an Erev Shabbat. However, Afag after Ksher Me Erev Shabbat, of Delay B'Shaita, it's still better to do it at its right time for Dachi Shabbat, and it's going to be Dachi Shabbat. The Gabi Mila to Amar Kal Malachav Sheef Shelatos Some Erev Shabbos Ain a Docha Shabbos Kigon Havas Yidemel. Why can't I bring the knife on Shabbos? I forgot the knife. Can't bring it. Can't carry it on Shabbos. Why not? Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. That's Rashi. The Ain La Zman Kavua, because there's no Zman Kavua. What does that mean? That means that you happen to fall out that the Bris Mila is on Shabbos. That's not a Zman Kavua. What's a Zman Kavua? The Karban Tamid, the Omer. These things are Zman Kavua. Every year it happens. Right? The question better than the answer, no? Right? So then what's the difference between the man and the knife? Right? Anyway, now, the Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, Lo Shmile, what? Rav Elazar Rav Shimon didn't hear of this part from his father? Dachaviv mitzvah b'shaita? He didn't hear from that part? Right? He didn't hear that mother? Some he did. Right? Right? Ella, shiny hasam. Now, you know why? You know why you're allowed to perform the fast on Shabbos? Because, shiny hasam. Sharei dachas ha-shchites ha-shabbos. I already did the shchita on Shabbos. I was already violating Shabbos. I violated Shabbos by doing the shchita. So now I have to wait till after Shabbos to burn the fat? No, it's the same heifer. That's why he's masterin. That's why they would rush to burn the fats on Shabbos. I already was dachas Shabbos anyway. Anyway, I was mechal Shabbos. It's not mechal Shabbos. I'm allowed to do it. I brought the carbon. I shechted the animal. I'm allowed to kill an animal on Shabbos. Right? I didn't base the mikdash. They're allowed to. So anyway, I violated Shabbos. So I should must and wait for the fat. Why should I do that? Don't make more chilul Shabbos, right? So as he's saying, I already did it. I might as well keep on going, right? No. Right. Now, L'Rebbe Hachanami. The zifu of L'Rebbe Hachanami Dachasa Shchita Es HaShabbos, right? Rebbe also holds the same principle. What, the only reason why you can burn the fats on Shabbos is because you shechted it anyway on Shabbos. Therefore, the kasha returns. Why is Ketiras HaOmer Docha Shabbos? According to Rebbe, it should be cut before Shabbos. Why? Because Rebbe does not mark it on time anyway. Remember we said? Rebbe said you can do it by day. Rebbe holds like the Mishnah here that you can do it by day. So if you can do it by day, why a big Docha Shabbos? Chaviv HaMitzvah B'Shaita? That's not a heter. That's only a heter because you're ready Mechal Shabbos. What? So then why are you being Mechal Shabbos at all? Answer is, Elok Savar Rebbe, there's Arma Lo Docha Shabbos. It's Takanat Docha Shabbos. It's Takanat. It's not Docha Shabbos. What is Docha Shabbos? The bringing. The cutting? It's not Docha Shabbos. Why? Rebbe holds you can do it by yom. So why are you bringing Chal Shabbos? The answer, we try the whole thing. Well, maybe he holds like a Shabbat Yechal in the whole business. The answer is, there's no heter according to him. There's no heter. Chavivim to B'Shaita? That makes sense by animals, by kabbanas. Anyway, the whole thing is B'Chal Shabbos. The whole basic thing is one huge Chal Shabbos going on. So you want to burn the fat? To burn the fat. Here? What are you doing? Go Friday night to cut the Omer? Why? What? Do it before Yantik. Of course, there's a big difference. Alright, so we'll take that chance. We have to be careful. None of that beats Shabbos. Because you know why? You can bring it into him anyway, we said. What? There's very few things. There's two things. The Beit HaMikdash and Mila. What else is Docha Shabbos? Can you imagine? It's such a strange thing. You can go out to the field on a Friday night and cut grain? That's such a strange thing. It's part of the Beit HaMikdash process. I understand. He held that if you bring it in the afternoon, it's kosher. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon held it's not kosher. According to him, I have no choice. According to him, it's not a mitzvah. According to Rebbe, it's not a mitzvah. Well, what's the proof it's not a mitzvah? The proof it's not a mitzvah is if you got tameh in the morning, go cut some more. Right? Go cut some more. I'd rather not bring it to tumah, so go cut some more. According to Rabbi Elazar Shimon, don't cut more. You cannot allow it. That's only be cut at night. So according to him, why is it Docha Shabbos? The answer is it's not Docha Shabbos. What about every statement we have till now that seems to say Docha Shabbos? We're going to say none of that holds like Rebbe. Correct. We said that. Correct. Below, and what do you mean? But not, but we learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, said, Chacham Omer, Echad Shabbos, Echad Bechol. Mishalosh Hayuba. That would bring three baskets, right? That was the question of how much Chil Shabbos would be allowed. Everyone allowed it. The answer is, to low Rebbe. That's not like Rebbe. What about this one? How many baskets, how many sickles, how many people? Again, the local Rebbe. According to Rebbe, you don't move on Shabbos. You go to shul, and that's it. What about this one? Shabbos zoo? Is it Shabbos? Remember we had the whole exchange between the people? Again, the local Rebbe. It's not like Rebbe. Wait a minute. Nikzer bayom kosher. The Mishnah said, that if you shecht it, if you burn it by day, it's kosher. V'docha es ha-Shabbos. And it's also docha Shabbos. Now, man shemasa da menitza v'yom kosher. Who's going to say you can do it with kosher? That's Rebbe. The Katani, docha es ha-Shabbos. And he says you can be docha Shabbos. My lav l'tzira, doesn't that mean the cutting? It says Rebbe, lo, hak rava, l'ak rava, aval k'tira lo, the k'tira cannot be docha Shabbos. V'atanya, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe said, by Davar Moshe, no, Rebbe didn't say by Davar Moshe, the Torah says that. Rebbe said, it says in the Torah, right, we knew that. By Davar Moshe as Mordei Hashem, right, that's the Pasuk in Parshat Emor, by Davar Moshe as Mordei Hashem El Bnei Yisrael, Ma Talmud Lomar. What's the purpose of that Pasuk? Lefi Shelo Lamadnu, Ela, Letomid, V'Pesach, Shneimar Behen Moado. I really only know that a Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos, and the Korban Talmud is Docha Shabbos. Why? Because by both of them it says Moado. In its time, Afilu B'Shabbos. In its time, Afilu B'Shabbos. How do I know that on Shavuot or Sukkot that I bring special Kavanah or Rosh Chodesh? How do I know that? If I would say, Takatot, or Shoshana falls out on a Shabbos, don't bring the extra Kavanah. Now we do. How do you know that? The Moado, Afilu B'Shabbos, Moado, Afilu B'Toma. Shar Kavanah, Tibur Minayin. What about other Kavanah, Tibur? How do I know? Talmud Lomar. Eilet tasu l'Hashem b'moadeichem. Right? It's all good. It's all good. Now, minayin l'rabos ha'omer ha'karavo. How do I know ha'omer v'ha'karavo? How do I know that it even applies to the omer and to the kevet that is brought along with the omer and the shtealechem ha'karav ha'karav imahen and the shtealechem and the animals brought along with them, which, by the way, are not mentioned in Parshas Pinchas. So I don't know if that pasuk is in Parshas Pinchas, right? The pasuk that says Eila Tassel Hashem Mordechem O Mutter, but in Parshas Pinchas, the Omer is not mentioned, and the Shtei Lechem are not mentioned. So how do we know that's also Docha Shabbos? Talmud Lomar, by Davar Moshe Mordechem Hashem Hakasav Kava Moed Lekulam. The whole thing's yontif. It's all included, right? Now Lamai. Regarding what is it included? Now, regarding what? E lema le'ilak rava. Then what? That you can be makrivit on Shabbos? Shtei lechem b'neak ravaninu? Shtei lechem are brought on Shabbos? I'm sorry. Shtei lechem are brought on the Mizbeach? Shtei lechem are not brought on the Mizbeach. They're not hakrava. Ela pshita, it obviously is l'tchina v'harkada. You can grind it and sift it and do all the things for Shabbos. V'kavasei gavi omer. Similarly, regarding the Omer, l'ktira, what could you do on Shabbos? There's no bringing. What could you do? It must be ktira. V'dochi et ha-Shabbos, and it's dochi et ha-Shabbos. What's everybody talking about? The Gemara answers, lo. We're talking about Omer l'akrava. The Omer we're talking about, hakrava. Omer is makrav. Right, the Omer is makrav. What about the shtei lechem? What's with the shtei lechem? What could be done? What can get off the ground possibly be docha Shabbos? What? So says Rabbi, shtei lechem l'ninafia, regarding the baking. The baking can be done on Shabbos. Because of our Rabbi. Why? Because Rabbi holds tanur mekadesh. The tanur, baking it, is what makes it kadosh. Therefore, e afilo me esmol, if you baked it from yesterday, if salubalina, it will become pasul with lina. You're going to bake it erev Shavuot? That's what you're going to do? You bake it erev Shavuot, that when Shavuot comes, the night comes, it becomes fossil. Why? It's lina. You have no choice. That's what you can do on Shabbos. That's not a kravah. But it's a chil Shabbos. That's mutter. What's the chil Shabbos that's mutter according to Rebbe regarding the Omer? It's a kravah. Why? That you can't do it on, that you can't do any other time. That has to be done that has to be done on Shabbos. You have no choice. Yeah. Excellent. Okay, we'll put that in the safer. Now, v'savar la v'rebi, v'savar rebi tanur v'kadosh. Does Rebbe really hold that the tanur is what gives the kedusha? That's not even true. But Tanya, kifti ateret, the two sheep of Shavuos, ein mekadosh and zalechem el b'shnita. What gives it the kedusha? Shchita. Not the baking, the shchita. Ketat, for example, shachta and l'shma. You shachted the two sheep, l'shma. V'zarak daman, l'shma. And you Rezorek the dam l'shma, kadosh alechem. The lechem becomes kodesh. However, shachta and shalol l'shma. You shechted it shalol l'shma. the Zarak Daman Shalolishma. You did the Zmika Shalolishma. Lo Kiddush Alechem. The Lechem doesn't become Kodesh. Why not? Because you didn't do the animal Lishma. What about if you did half Lishma? Lo Kiddush Alechem. What about Shachtan Lishma? What if you did the Shkita Lishma? The Zarak Daman Shalolishma. But you did the Zmika Shalolishma. What's the story there? Halechem Kadosh Ve'ena Kadosh. It's Kodesh and not Kodesh. Remember we had this Gemara back in Daf Mem Zayin, and we had a machlokas what that meant? Remember that? I remember we had a machlokas, I don't remember what Kodesh Ve'ena Kodesh meant. I mean, half Kodesh, I don't remember what it meant, but it was a machlokas there, I remember that much. Zivei Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. What do you see from Rebbe's opinion? That baking has nothing to do with anything. It's a shkita. Right? So if that's true, bake it before Shabbat. That's all. Everything has to be done on Shema. But you see, according to Rebbe, he's talking about that the baking gives the Kedusha. And that has to be done on Shabbat. Why? Because it turns out today, Shabbat is Shavuot. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with the Shechita. So therefore, why can't you bake it before Shabbat? So the Gemara answers, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Nachman Yitzchak, Hukfuvulahuk Fuka Amar. Right. What the baking does is, the baking connects, in other words, they're both important. The shechita is mekadesh the bread. However, you can't bake it before Shabbat. Why? Because the bread gets connected to the animal. That can only be done on Shabbat when you shechting the animal. Therefore, you can only do the shechita. You can only do the baking on Shabbat. Since you can only do it on Shabbat, it's no. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Yishmael. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Yishmael. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Yishmael. Next, let's start the new parak. Now, like the previous parak, this parak is also not in the same order as the Mishnayis in the Mishnayis. You pull out a Mishnayis, not the same order. Okay? Why? I don't know. The Elu Menachos. These are the Menachos, Nikmatos, that there's Kemita done to them. The Shirehen l'Kahanim. And the Shirayim goes to the Kahanim. Okay? What are those? Chas HaSoles. By the way, now that we started this new parak, if you notice, how the Rashi print got a lot smaller? All of a sudden, the Rashi print got tiny? Because there's another Pirush on the bottom. You see, it says Rashi Ketav Yad HaSholim. It's not Rashi. We don't know who it is. It's not Rashi. So they made the Rashi tiny because they fit it in this other Pirush. So look at the next page. Look at the next pages. The Rashi print is tiny. Why? Because there are two Pirushim over here. Tiny print. You need a microphone. You need a magnifying glass to read it. Anyway, back to the story. So, Shirayim l'Kahanim. What minchas is it that this kemitza that's burned and the Shirayim is eaten by Kahanim? What only eaten by Kahanim? It's kachi kachi. All minchas are kachi kachi. What is that? Minchas ha-soles. The mincha of a soles. Machabas, a pan, or cheshet, a different kind of pan, chalos v'rikikin, chalos and rikikin, right, which are 10 breads, 5 and 5, minchas ovdei kochavim, the mincha of a goy, minchas nashim, the mincha of a woman, mincha of a woman, don't differ from the mincha of a man, we said this already, we mentioned goy, and we mentioned minchas ha-omer, the minchas ha-omer, and minchas chote, the mincha of a chote, of a sinner, says Rashi, Shall Yisrael nikmeses? If it's a Jew, it gets kemita. Avol minchas chote shall kahanim. The minchas chote of a kohen lo hayt nikmeses klal. Elaku lo hayt kalil. That's a very important distinction, which means the entire dot tomorrow. The minchas chote of a Jew of a Yisrael, the kemita goes on the mizbeach. The rest of it doesn't get eaten. The rest of it gets eaten. I'm sorry, but the minchas chote of a kohen doesn't get eaten at all. Finish the Mishnah, Minchas Kinoz, and the Mincha of a Soto. Rav Shimon Omer, Minchas Chote Shal Kahanim, the Minchas Chote of a Kohen, he agrees it doesn't get eaten. However, he holds, Nikmeset, this Kemitah done, the Komet Karv La'atmo, the Shirayim Kraven La'atmin. The Komet is brought, and it's burnt. Then the Shirayim is also burnt. According to the Tanakhama, that'll happen at one stage. According to Rav Shimon, it's in two stages. But he agrees it doesn't get burnt. Tomorrow we'll discuss all the details about this. Everybody have a good Shabbos.